Jalen Knoll is dealing with a lingering finger injury that is affecting his availability, per Cody Stutes' Day 12 camp file at howfootball.com on Sunday. That is the only attributable Knoll news of the week, and for this particular player, it is the wrong kind of line. The June preview's core argument was that the entire case was opportunity. Knoll's rookie year was quiet, 26 catches on 35 targets for 292 yards, around 6% of Houston's targets. And we said the argument was never the production, it was the door. Christian Kirk left for San Francisco, the slot job opened, and Knoll spent the spring running with the first team as the favorite to inherit it. We were straightforward that no base rate promises a second-year leap from a line that light. He had to win the reps and hold them, and the downside case was specific. If someone else takes those snaps, the quiet rookie season is what remains. That is why a finger injury is more than a footnote here. A player betting on an established role can miss chunks of August without much cost. A player trying to establish one cannot. Every practice the finger limits is a rep the slot competition can use, in the exact weeks camp jobs get settled, and Houston's receiver room got no thinner this week. Tank Dell returned to team drills Monday and scored a touchdown on his second rep. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The door is still open and nobody has been reported as taking the job, but availability was the one thing Knoll had to supply this summer, and this week he could not fully supply it. Next week, Houston joint practices with the Raiders on Tuesday, then plays preseason week 2. Watch whether Knoll practices without limitation, whether he is back with the first team slot when the starters work, and whether the finger lingers into a second week. The June read said he has to walk through the door. First, he has to be on the field. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.